Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hallauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent Crops and Soils with Extension Today. You know, I really enjoy spending my summers talking to growers about different things, but one of the things that I have not enjoyed this summer has been the persistent problems that we've seen with fall armyworm feeding injury. In fact, still hearing about a few reports out there. And so it's a good reminder that this pest is not necessarily going to go away per se until we get frost or freezing temperatures that discourage them. And so we still need to be out there and monitoring and making sure that they're not causing feeding, especially on some of these stands as they recover or newly seeded crops like cover crops that many people have done this fall. But it is good to start taking a look down the road and trying to figure out what does this mean longer term for our stand. You know, one of the big questions that usually gets asked at the outset is, did this pest kill my stand? That's a great question. It's a complicated one. I would suggest that if a stand is seeing some level of mortality, that it's not entirely due to fall armyworm feeding. You know, they don't feed on roots. They don't necessarily release toxins that cause problems for the plant, but they are another foliage removal pest or a foliage removal process that can sometimes cause problems. You know, think about it this way. We ask that plant to start to grow in the spring from energy that's in the root system. And then we remove that either through grazing or haying at some point through the summer. If we have problems with fall armyworm feeding after that, then we remove it again. And we just keep asking that plant to recover and recover and recover. And at some point, it may give up a little bit and we don't have the recovery that we desire. But it is a great time as we're out there scouting for fall armyworms to dig around on the soil surface a little bit, maybe even dig some plants up, looking at those crowns. See if you see new growth. Just because you don't doesn't mean that it's necessarily dead, but it does give you an idea as to how quickly that plant might be recovering, especially if we're seeing regrowth in some areas and maybe not others. We talk in our grazing schools about how when we remove 90% of the foliage out there through grazing that we can stop root growth for a period of 2 to 3 weeks. That may very well be the case in some of our stands, but it's a good idea to at least start to get a look at what might be recovering out there. So get across those stands, look for fall armyworms again. Hopefully there won't be any, but make sure you're taking a second look at that stand as well to see how large those areas out there that are maybe thinned out or dead, and hopefully they'll go ahead and recover again in the future, but we need to start making a plan if they do not. One of the things that we can start to think about a little bit, especially if we have areas that we think are going to need reseeding, is where are we going to go back with there? You know, in some cases, that's going to be very difficult this fall. There's a lot of our perennial type forages, our cool season forages, that we would have really liked to had already planted by the latter part of September at the latest. And so knowing what our planting window is going to be very important. We don't want to put seed out there that is not going to have the best chance for survival. So make sure that if you're going to try and plant something out there, whether that be this fall yet, whether that be next spring, that you understand what those planting windows are so that you can prepare accordingly. The other part of that preparation is understanding what's been done out there previously. You know, do you need to pull a soil sample to see what those soil fertility levels are? You know, that could have been a contributing factor to how that stand persisted in the first place. And so we might as well get that fixed up now if we can. It's going to be difficult to do that with some of the economics behind fertilizer applications on forages right now, but it might be a necessity to make sure that we can get a stand out there to begin with. And so a soil sample would be a good idea. Also, a look back at what you have done for a herbicide program. You know, whether that was early in the season, whether that was middle of the summer, whether that's even been of late, make sure that you understand what the plant back intervals are for those herbicides. You know, in some cases, we put seed out there and it doesn't come up or it doesn't persist and we wonder why. And in some cases, that might be because we didn't give enough time between that herbicide application and seeding. The other part about herbicides that we need to be a little bit cognizant of is, you know, we probably are going to have increased weed pressure. In fact, I can just about guarantee that on many of these stands that have been heavily damaged, we're going to see significant weed pressure next spring. And so that may affect our seeding time frame and what we're planning to do that way as well. Are we going to control weeds? Are we going to seed plants? You know, sometimes those two things don't persist very well. So take some time this winter, look at some product labels and make sure that they are going to be usable to do what you want to do, figuring out what weeds you have and what you're going to need to do to control that, and then planting back around that so that we don't get into trouble with causing problems with our replanting. Longer term, we have to also consider, is this what we want out there for a forage? And those can be some very complicated conversations. If you want to talk through any of these options more, from soil testing to reseeding to maybe changing this forage process out completely, be glad to visit with you about that. You can reach me at any of our Metal Arc Extension District offices. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Please be safe out there for harvest. This has been David Hallauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent Crops and Soils with Extension Today.